You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mix 100 lines are full with people who want to play Rattle Off. And we're starting with Emily. Emily, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Good morning. Thanks for welcoming me.
Well, you bet. Do you have us on a speakerphone or a Bluetooth?
Okay, you're off.
Thank you. Because
I'm door dashing.
Oh, okay.
You are. Right. What are you carrying?
Yeah, what kind of food you got with you?
Three breakfast burritos.
Take a bite out of one of them.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do that.
We dare you.
I dare you to bite one.
We dare you to do that.
And y'all are paying me for the rest of the year.
Where are y'all from, Emily?
I'm from Georgia.
You're Georgia? Where in Georgia?
Macon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Is it true that their minor league baseball team there were known as the Whoopi? Is that right?
I don't know. I know that the Braves are there.
Yeah, the Braves are in Atlanta. They had a minor league baseball team. I don't know if they're still there, but their team's name was Whoopi, so they were the Macon Whoopi.
Are y'all trying to embarrass me right now?
No, that's a truth. I'm not making that up.
I think you are. No, you are.
I'm not making that up.
Don't do that to her.
Look it up. What brought y'all out to Denver?
I kind of like couch surfed across the United States when I was younger, and I like ended up here. So
that's fun.
I met people online, and I would go like live with people in like all kinds of different states all the time when I was younger.
That actually sounds kind of cool. I mean,
Oh, thanks.
Not a lot of responsibilities, and just get around. Yeah. I always said I'd like to backpack across the, like, Alaska or something. I always wanted to do that. Never did it. Ended up getting married and having kids.
So there goes that dream out the window.
No backpacking across Alaska.
Throws his dreams out the window.
Gone forever, Emily.
Peace out.
Peace out,
dream. So would you say that you were kind of, in a way, a professional mooch?
Yeah, I guess. Well, not really, because, you know, whenever I got to people's house, like, I would do whatever they needed me to do. I actually lived in this one house with, like, 8 people, and I did everyone's laundry all the time. I was, like, the laundry girl.
Really?
Yeah.
That's stinky.
I'll be darned.
Kind of has their way to put in, you know?
Yeah, all right.
Well, listen, we appreciate you calling. You ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
Yes, sir. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. I don't know if this is right up a Southern girl's alley or not, but Jeremy wants me to ask you to name 5 things that you can add bacon to. 5 things you would add bacon to. Ready and go.
Eggs, a sandwich.
Yeah.
What's in your car right now?
A burrito.
Burrito. Time is up.
Salad, pizza, burger, baked beans.
Hey, it's okay. I really just enjoyed talking with y'all this morning.
We enjoyed talking with you.
The pleasure was all ours.
You're very delightful.
Thank you so much. I hope you all have a really good rest of your morning.
You drive carefully. Bye, Emily.
Bye.
How sweet.
Can you imagine working your way across the country just living with total strangers?
No.
I know you couldn't.
I'm a big talker. Nope.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, look, it's Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Oh, my God. How are you boys this morning?
We're good. It's Friday.
Yeah, we're excited.
We're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't make fun of me. I have listened to 100.3 for like 35 years, and I've never called in.
It's a long time.
Why not?
I know. That's all you get to know about age, though.
Were you scared to call in or what?
Oh, I tried to call, but I never got in. I always was like never high enough up in line.
Today's your day.
Well, this is a really popular radio show, Lisa. I mean, it's, you know.
Don't screw it up today, Lisa. No.
Yeah, there's a million people. Yes. Listen, they're going to be judging you on how you do.
Oh, you finally made it in. Don't jack it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sitting on the side of the road here. So I'm nice and safe.
In your car or just on the side of the road?
She's sitting on the highway.
No. It's on a little side street by the sidewalk.
Oh, okay.
So it's all good.
Do you work, Lisa? What do you do?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. We do interior renovations. So if it's something inside of a house, my brother and I can do it.
Why would we not believe that?
I mean, that's a job.
People do that.
Tiny little girl. I'm like 5'3", but 20, and I can do tile. And my brother taught me everything. So.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. That's kind of sexy.
Okay, give me one that I can guess.
She's like, quickly gloss.
She's
over
ready
that.
To play the game now. Once you went that direction, Jeremy.
I'm sorry. I find that attractive.
Well,
a woman doing tile.
Callers.
A woman doing tile is very attractive.
Oh, what about cabinetry?
Oh, cabinetry. Tell me more, Lisa.
Oh, baby.
Oh, oh texture covered in mud.
You texture?
Really attractive.
Oh, all right.
Custom textures, tile floor.
Stop it.
That's my sexy talk.
She kind of waves a nail gun around suggestively.
Yeah, ooh, got a little tool belt on.
Compressor.
Silly.
I know, I'm sorry.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Oh, God, yes. Wish me luck. I'm so nervous.
Oh. Well, this one's an easy one, though.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Yeah. Which means if you botch this, I mean, people are really going to be judging you, okay?
I know. And so people are so judgy right now. It's just like.
Right now?
We're almost ready to take off our masks. Smile, dude. Life's good.
All right. Let's do it.
10 seconds. We need 5 breeds and types of birds. 5 different kinds of birds. Ready? And. Go!
Blue jay, mockingbird, finch, parakeet, lovebirds. Oh my god. How many is that?
You forgot the turkey. The turkey.
That's turkey. Goddammit.
And I think we would count. I think we would count lovebirds.
I'll count lovebirds.
Yeah.
Lovebirds are birds.
Sure they are, and they're in love.
Oh, they're called turtle doves, aren't they?
Turtle doves.
I'm going to accept lovebirds,
so
though. You know, because a lot of times when we do something like that, you know, like if you had said bird's eye frozen dinners, you know, we would have accepted that. So I'm going to accept.
God. You're going to accept frozen veggies over real cuddly birds?
No, listen, I just Googled it. They're just called lovebirds.
Yeah, you better not be talking trash to me. I was arguing for why we should give it to
you're
you.
You're going to get it. You're going to get the prize here.
So don't be.
How many did I get? Did I get 5?
I think
don't be throwing
5.
Shade at me when I'm arguing in your behalf here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really appreciate your agreeing in my favor.
She's been all
sexy. So did I get 5? How many was it? I don't know how many it was.
No, it was.
How many,
that's 5. You're a
winner! How many energy drinks have you had today?
Jeremy wants to know how many energy drinks you've had this morning.
Or coffee. Or
okay, this is so bad. This is like me natural. I haven't had coffee yet, so I need to swing into Starbucks. It calms me down so my brother can tolerate me.
Yeah.
I've been
kind of
like
fixated on your brother in this phone call. You talk a lot about him.
Well, that's where I'm going, so that's where my mind's at, because we got to get this job done.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's all on my kids. And they're as hyper as I am, so it's awesome.
Whew.
Man, I don't want to be at a restaurant with you guys.
You are exhausting.
I'm not exhausting.
Hey, listen, you little gigawatts, you're our winner. If you'll stand by, Josh is going to come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you,
well,
Lisa.
We try to be awesome, Lisa. Thank you. Hold on. Don't go away. Man.
Energy. She remodels those houses in like a day and a half.
I was going to say.